Hello and welcome to the Lookout News Roundup. And for the first week of August, where it's still hot no matter where you are in Arizona or Colorado, I'm your host, Joseph Jafari, editor-in-chief of Lookout. Don't forget you can get this roundup and more LGBTQ plus news from across America's desert region delivered to your inbox every week by visiting lookoutnews.org. Let's go ahead and dive in. Starting in Arizona, Robert Wallace has built a political career opposing LGBTQ plus inclusion while also being an openly gay man himself. The Arizona Republican has positioned himself as an outsider within the far-right movement, challenging assumptions about how identity and conservative politics intersect. His rise also offers a glimpse into the future of Arizona's Republican Party, which has increasingly embraced candidates on the far right, including some who might once have been considered fringe on the national stage. You can read that story now at lookoutnews.org. Over in Colorado, Victor Marks won this week's Republican primary for governor, but alongside that victory, renewed attention has fallen on his side business. Marks sells a $99 online course that claims to help Christians battle, quote, gay demons and find spiritual freedom. LGBTQ Plus Nation reported that the program reflects a continued effort by far-right religious conservatives to frame LGBTQ Plus identities as something that can be changed or overcome. The renewed attention also comes after recent Supreme Court decisions that open the door for states to eliminate bans on conversion therapy. Meanwhile, back in the Grand Canyon state, lawmakers have advanced a proposal restricting transgender participation in girls' sports to appear on November's ballot. Critics warn the measure could have consequences far beyond athletics. The Arizona Mirror reports LGBTQ plus advocates say that enforcing the proposal could lead to invasive questioning, investigations, and increased policing of students' gender expression, including in school bathrooms. Heading back on over to Colorado, Colorado Newsline reports that Jefferson County Public Schools is suing the Trump administration after the federal government withheld funding over the district's policy supporting transgender students. The lawsuit challenges the U.S. Department of Education's investigation into district policies that allow transgender girls to use girls' restrooms, participate on girls' sports teams, and share accommodations that match their gender identity during overnight school trips. The Trump administration argues those policies violate Title IX, the federal law prohibiting sex-based discrimination in schools that receive federal funding. Now moving over to a few national news bits. First, the Deep South. A transgender couple in Louisiana says they were violently attacked in what advocates believe should be investigated as a hate crime. On May 31st, Aurora Rushed and Shea Sanders attempted to use a restroom in Bossier Parish that aligned with their gender identity, which is permitted under Louisiana law. Aaron in the Morning reports the two women were beaten by a group of people, leaving one victim in need of stitches. But instead of being taken to a hospital, she was first taken to jail. Both women now face misdemeanor charges, while none of the alleged attackers have been charged. And finally, a new study is challenging one of the most common claims made against gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Them reports that researchers writing in JAMA Pediatrics found that while puberty blockers can temporarily slow bone density growth, most of that reduction is recovered after patients begin gender-affirming hormone therapy. The researchers say the findings undermine claims that puberty blockers cause permanent bone damage, while emphasizing that doctors should continue monitoring bone health throughout treatment. That's it for this week's roundup. Be sure to visit us at lookoutnews.org and sign up for our newsletters, including the Weekly Kiki, delivered every Friday with events happening across Arizona and Colorado to help you plan your weekend. And if you'd like to support LGBTQ plus independent journalism, consider making a donation or becoming a paid member. Members receive a copy of Lookout Magazine and other swag delivered right to their mailbox every quarter. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.